This is Gilbert Andrew Garcia. Listen to my radio show, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday from 11 a.m. till noon on Houston's gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 a.m. and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 a.m. and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 a.m., The Source. On Sand Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 a.m. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 a.m. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then. This is Gilbert Garcia of A Tip from Gilbert. Houston's not working for everyone. People don't feel safe. Potholes are everywhere. Water bills are skyrocketing, and minority businesses are struggling. That's why I entered the race for mayor. Read about my 100-day pledge to Houston at GarciaForHouston.com. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by Garcia for Houston campaign.
All right, Houston. Am I ready, Mr. Producer? All right, here we are again, back live with me, Gilbert Garcia, with A Tip from Gilbert, talk, inspiration, and prayer. And I have my partner at my firm, Miss Ruby Dang. Welcome, Ruby, to the show.
Good morning, Gilbert.
Good morning. Well, this is going to be a kind of a different show, Ruby, because normally we have a guest to talk about what they do and so forth. But I wanted to take a different path because sometimes things happen in our lives and it's so easy to lose faith.
Yes, sir.
It's so easy to question your faith. It's so easy to say, you know, God, why me? And so I wanted just to bring up one of those instances. And I know we have one of our callers on the line here. Before I bring him in, I'm going to, after he speaks, read a prayer that's one of my favorite prayers. It's called the Footprints Prayer.
That's a beautiful
prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. Yes. But the reason I wanted to do this episode is because we had the big El Salvadorian event.
Right.
And there must have been, I don't know for sure, 20, 25,000 people all having a great time. Everyone was, for lack of a better word, you know, behaving civilly. There was nothing like that. It's all just wonderful with their beautiful blue El Salvadorian dresses, the food from El Salvador, the artists from El Salvador, and our producer, Mauricio Marin, became ill. I don't know what really happened, but I had a call when I was near the front of the stage saying, you need to come back. Mauricio, is there's something wrong. And he was in one of the trailers because he was kind of working the event, but he was in one of the trailers to stay cool because it was hotter than hot. And everyone in Houston, please, it is hotter than hot. Stay hydrated. I've even had one of my employees almost have a heart attack, Ruby, one of our colleagues, because he had to go into the hospital and they rushed him fluids because he had dehydrated so badly. And I guess he didn't really know it. Well, Mauricio, when I walked into the trailer, he was just still. And I knew. And I yelled out to people, call 911 right now. And one of the constables came, and then Houston Fire Department came, and he was just frozen. And I don't know if he had a heat stroke or a stroke, but as we all know, COVID was so dreadful. He was one that had a very difficult time getting through COVID. And they rushed Mauricio to the hospital. And lo and behold, they rushed him into intensive care. And we almost lost him.
Yes.
He was in intensive care for many days. And a miracle happened. And Lord is full of miracles, especially when there's power of prayer. Yeah. And now he moved from intensive care into the hospital. And he's undergoing intensive therapy because half of his body was essentially, I don't know the right word, frozen or paralyzed, and he's trying to get movement back. And so I want to spend this episode reflecting on the greatness and the power of God and how we all go through times and we all can wonder and start questioning our faith. And that is why I want to start with bringing in really my spiritual pastor, which is Pastor Reverend Wooten, who I've had on the show before. His own story is pretty extraordinary in and of itself. Pastor Wooten has been a good friend to me, and he's been a good friend to Mauricio and Daisy, who are my producers. Pastor Wooten, are you there?
I'm here.
Pastor Wooten, I don't know if you heard all the stuff I just said at the beginning, but our dear Mauricio, I think he's turned the corner, but I think it's still going to be a long journey to get, I don't know the right word, rehabilitated. And Pastor, you've seen these things before, and you've seen the power of prayer, and you've seen people wonder, why me, Lord? Would you reflect on all that and share with us here in Houston your thoughts and whatever your comments are, would you please lead us in a prayer for Mauricio and all the other people in Houston who are going through challenges right now, Pastor? Pastor Wooten, did you hear me?
Yes. First of all, I just want to thank God that we all here this morning. And like I said, it wasn't an alarm clock that woke us up this morning. God still gave us favor. We got favor with God. And it's just a blessing to be alive. And, you know, Mauricio and Daisy, I call them my children. I know them when they first got here. And they've been like little families to me. And they've been my children. And it's a setback for me on there, where Mauricio is. And I just thank God that God still had his hands on him.
Uh-oh. Pastor, I think we lost you. Pastor, we lost you.
I think he still have favor with God.
Gotcha.
And as long as you have favor with God, regardless of how often Satan tries to attack you and he brings sickness upon you, God is a doctor of all doctors. He never lost a patient. So I can tell you that God is with him. If he's here today, God is with him. God was in the hospital room. God was with the person who made the phone call for him. And God brought him through. And he will keep on bringing him through. He will bring him through. He will regurgitate. He will bring him through. He will heal him. Now, the thing is that we as a community got to understand this heat that's going on today is something that we've never seen before. And we have to use the wisdom that God's given us to know that we can't stay out there in the middle of that heat all day long without water. Even if you got water, your body still replenishes, need to be replenished because you're sweating. And you're sweating out all your fluids and all that. So you got to replenish that fluid intake that you're losing. So we got to stay on top of it. And we just got to and God gave us common sense. We got to start using that. And I just pray and I just thank God that he was watching over Mauricio. I just thank God that for you, Gilbert, that y'all was in there that you attended and watching over, helping Daisy and the family and the children because they needed to. I just thank God that Gilbert, that you're the person who you are, that you are standing there beside him. And I appreciate that. And okay, now let's go on and say a prayer for now.
Please, Pastor.
Father God, we come before you today, bowed and standing on bending knees, and thanking you, Father. Thanking you, Father, for touching Mauricio and being at his bedside. And Lord God, we know that we all have a number, that one day that number is going to come up. But Father God, but you're the decider. And Father God, but you are a merciful God and a forgiving God. And Father God, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Father, for watching over Mauricio. and watching over his family and his children, giving them strength. Father God, and we know, Lord God, that everything is going to be all right. Everything is in your hands. And Father God, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for looking past all our faults. And Lord God, we just want to thank you, Father, for being a merciful God and a forgiving God. Thank you. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that let the anointing of your healing power flow from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And Lord, that you continue to give him favor. Favor with you, Lord God. And Lord, that you guide the doctors and give them whatever they knowledge that they need, Lord, to bring him about and help his body become strong and robust again. And Father God, we know that he's got a long ways to go. But Father, with you, guide him in his hands, it's in your hand, is only a short way. Lord, because you are doctor of all doctors. And Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you watch over him and guide him and keep him and strengthen his family that they might stand beside. And Lord, to give them the encouragement, Lord, that you got it all handled. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to jump on and be here with us. It means so much to me, and I know it means so much to Mauricio and the family.
It means a lot to me, Gilbert, that they over there with you.
Amen.
And they with you because you have gotten out there and stood beside them. They're not only just employed with you, that they're friends, but there's a lot of employers that wouldn't even care about what's going on. They all, you know, they're not there doing their job. But that's not the type of person you are. And I'm just appreciative of that. And I'm thankful for that, that you watch helping them and that you're there for Daisy and the children. And that's what's important, because Mauricio need to know that they're taken care of. Because he need all the strength to be focused on him right now. And then know that you, and the fact that he know that you there got him covered, got his back covered, that means so lot. That means such a lot for him and the family. And it means a lot to me. Because I love those folks. And I want you to know that I appreciate that. And that'll go, and Lord will continue to bless you for that. And I want to thank you.
Amen. Pastor, thank you so much for calling in. Houston, that is Pastor Perry Wooten, a gentleman, a wonderful man, and someone who has stood beside me during difficult times and my son through difficult times. Pastor, thank you for calling. We're here, Houston, because we just needed to take a pause in all this madness that's been happening. When you read about things like they don't want to let people give water to workers in the daytime. That's madness.
It's ridiculous.
They don't want to let people feed the homeless. Mm. That's madness. I mean, what is happening? That is why we've got to speak out. So we're really going to reflect today. And I invite everyone from Houston to call in, pray for Mauricio, or pray for anything you want to pray about. And I know I've already got 4 calls on hold. I do want to say my footprint prayer, but I'm going to wait till I get some of these calls in. Let me see that first caller there, producer, if you wouldn't mind holding up that board one more time. I think we have another pastor that might be calling in. If you just hold up that board for me. Is that Pastor Juan Carlos? Are you there? Pastor Juan Carlos.
How you doing, Gilbert?
How are you? Welcome to the show, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk inspiration and prayer, Pastor. In today's episode, I just wanted to take a pause in our busy lives, Pastor. And in many ways, I'm using Mauricio's illness that came upon him as my catalyst. And it's really led into things like, you know, compassion for people. When people want to feed the homeless, to think the government is saying, if you feed them, you're going to get a ticket. Or things like, if you give people water at work, you're going to get a ticket or something. It just makes no sense, Pastor. And please, Pastor, there are times in our lives when we question our faith. And those are the times, I think, when the Lord really lifts us up the most. Pastor, would you reflect on all that for us? And at the end of your comments, would you just please say a prayer for Houston and for Mauricio?
Yes. Well, I had the privilege of going and visit already twice Mauricio to the hospital and talking to him as a brother, friend, and also as a minister. And I think that nothing, absolutely nothing, take God by surprise. Did God knew that Mauricio was going to pass through that? Yes. And thank God that he had his doctor next to him and they were able to help him. But we need to understand this foundation. Nothing, absolutely nothing that is happening to all of us in Houston, specifically what happened to Mauricio, it takes God by surprise. He is in control. The Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's two major truths, the objective truth and the subjective truth. How do I see myself? How do I see the situation? It's looking from earth up to heaven, or versus I choose to see myself through what God sees me. So based on that, I want to make a prayer for Houston, God's purpose for Houston, and especially thanking God for Mauricio's recuperation. The Bible says that he sent his word, he sent his son, and he healed us, past tense, not present, not future. Mauricio is not going to be healed. He is already healed according to the Father. So what we have to do is, number one, believe that, confess that in our mouth, and start putting it into action means taking care of what doctors said, taking the medicines, taking the proper rest and whatever. But we thank God for that, and vice versa. Also, Houston. Houston is in the palm of God. Nothing that is happening in Houston is taking God by surprise. The Bible says that the Lord is the owner of the earth and the city. So we use that base praying that God is in control. Father, I thank you so much for Gilbert. Thank you for pausing and meditating in prayer for the city. And also for Mauricio. Father, you have a perfect, powerful, beautiful will for everybody that lives in this city. And we believe that you're going to help us to awaken ourselves that you're in control, even in the poorest person, even in the difficult person that is going through difficult. Nothing takes you by surprise. So you are our Father, you are our Lord. Help us to be aware that before the difficult situation, you already sent your son to die for us in the cross as the major, major spiritual, emotional, and physical provision so we could feel connected with you. We're not like a ship in a wreck, abandoned in the middle of the sea. Houston is in the palm of your hand. Mauricio is in the palm of your hand. And we love you, we honor you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. And now connect ourselves to you, Father, through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the recuperation of Mauricio. We know he's going to come back to normality with the same strength. And we thank you for the restoration of the people in Houston that are coming of difficult situations, coming out of shelters, coming out of spiritual bondage, coming out of emotional jails. And they're going to get up and say, I want to serve God because God knows my name. I pray for Gilbert and his wife, and I thank you for the family. I thank you that you give him daily vision how to lead this program. And not only that, be a model in the city. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, remembering nothing takes you by surprise. Gilbert, nothing, absolutely nothing that is happening takes God by surprise. And when we understand that, we need to have rest and peace, that God is working something from the inside out.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Juan Carlos, I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to join us here to pray for our beloved Mauricio and to pray for all of Houston and everybody else that's hurting.
Yes, I was in the middle of a Zoom class that I'm taking, but I stopped and I said, no, let's do it now. So I asked my teacher to pause for a minute. I'm going back to resuming my classes. But thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to pray for you, for your family, for Mauricio, for his family, and for the city of Houston. Gilbert, I don't know why I'm repeating this. Nothing takes God by surprise.
Amen. Pastor, thank you. We'll let you get back to your Zoom. I so love you, pal. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
You know, as we pray for Mauricio, you know, I know that a good friend of mine and ours, Mr. Bill Cooper, is also going through a very difficult time as he's been battling cancer. And again, sometimes you cannot understand the will of God. Ultimately, it's looking very challenging for him. And I know my friend Alyssa Noriega, who I think sent me an email text here on the show. I know she had lost a family member very recently, and they had a rosary for her family member last week, if I'm not mistaken. You know, it's when these times we all as human beings need to come together. And again, you think about some of the meanness going on, Ruby, this concept of you can't give water to people. You can't feed the homeless. What happened to basic humanity and just helping our fellow human beings? I've got four callers holding. I want to get to my prayer, and I want to give a shout out to Mr. Claude Cummins too, but I'm going to keep going because we've got too many. Dominic, is there a Dominic on the line?
Yes, Jeff, Mr. Metro's here.
Dominic, Mr. Metro, I was hoping to talk about Metro today, but I don't think I'll be able to just because we've got so much going on. But you speak to me, Dominic. I know you're a man of faith, and I know you read your Bible. Tell us what you got.
Okay, number one, I'm going to talk about one thing here, and I think this is very important. We have Christian communities that provide radio programming on AM and FM bands. Well, today in the Roman Communion of the Catholic Church, there was a priest. He was a ham radio operator. His call sign was SP3RN. He was trying to get a Catholic radio program going in Poland before World War II. However, the Nazis kind of cut that short. And we celebrate him in the western parts of the Catholic Church today. And actually, it's Maximilian Kolbe. We don't hear about his adventures with bringing Christianity to radio pre-World War II, but I think we need to keep that in mind.
That's a very great part of history. Thank you for sharing it.
And I thought this was appropriate because of, I know right now I'm using the internet, but I know some of your outreach is through some of these Christian programming on AM and FM. Secondly, before I leave, I found a prayer. And again, in the Catholic Church, we think about things like the cathedral and Cardinal De Niro and so on. But there's other smaller churches within the Roman Communion, which do things a little bit, they believe in the faith, but they do things a little bit differently. We have like five or six Eastern Rite communities in the Roman Communion, which one of them I go to is the Ukrainians out by Gulf Bank and Airline, particularly with the things going on in Ukraine. A lot of those people do have relatives there, so I'm trying to give them some moral support and prayer support. But the second of all is there's a group of Catholics who meet out on near Westview and Wirt Road. These are what's called the Ordinariate form of the church, and basically it's also known as the Anglican usage. Basically, they've taken the Book of Common Prayer and put back into it and Romanized this thing so that people can participate in that great Anglican, the music, those great vestments and stuff like that, but with the communion of Rome. And I got a prayer from the sick from one of their prayer books, and if you don't mind, I want to read it here.
Please do.
I'm going to have two. I'm going to do two of them here. Hear us, almighty and most merciful God and Savior. Extend by accustomed goodness to thy servant who is grieved with sickness. Sanctify, we beseech thee, that this trial to him, that the sense of his weakness may add strength to his faith and seriousness to his repentance. May it be thy good pleasure to restore him to his former health, that he may live the rest of his life in the fear and to thy glory. Amen.
Amen.
Father, mercies of God, O Father, mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, we humbly beseech thee to behold, visit, and revive thy sick servant and all who are sick, for whose our prayer are destined. Look upon him with eyes of thy mercy, comfort him with the sense of thy goodness, preserve him from the temptations of the enemy, and give him patience through his affliction. In a good time, restore him to health, enable him to lead the remainder of his life in thy fear and to thy glory, and grant that finally he may dwell with thee in life everlasting through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, everybody. No, and you notice in these prayers, they bring back that fantastic idea of the bees and byes and thou, that beautiful English that sometimes, again, you know, I think we in the Western church have completely forgotten about. So with that, I know you're loaded. This is a friend of yours. He's trying to get you, as well as I am, into 901 Bagby Street. So I'm going to return this to you so you can reach over people.
Dominic, I really appreciate you. Thank you, Dominic, for calling in. We're going to move on to our next caller. You know, Ruby, Dominic's like a theologian, right? Have you noticed that?
Yes.
He knows all these things and all the, I mean, he just knows
He's
a
filled
lot.
With facts.
He's filled with facts. I want to get one thing in here before we go to our next speaker, which, of course, I want to just congratulate Claude Cummins because, I mean, first of all, we all love that man. And he's been a warrior for, golly, I don't know, 30 or 40 years helping people in the Catholic Church, helping people in his church, his son's church, helping people in the labor movement, the civil rights movement. I mean, he's just one of those type of persons. And it finally, in my view, just reached the crescendo of recognition as he was elected president of the National Communication Workers of America Union, which is unbelievable. And the beautiful thing about that is he now represents almost 600,000 employees, and they couldn't have a better leader who's going to lead with a spiritual element and going to lead with fairness and great dignity. And I just want to congratulate him because we haven't had a labor leader of that stature in this stature in the history of Houston. So, Claude, we salute you, my friend.
Congratulations.
And yeah,
Claude.
It's really amazing.
Well deserved.
Thank you, studio audience. I think we have another caller, and if it's who I think it is, I met this gentleman. I was driving, and again, you never know how God is going to touch you. Mm-hmm. I was driving, Ruby, and I was pulling over with my wife and daughter, and we were getting gas. And so we're getting gas, and a car kind of pulls up on the other side of the pump as if he's going to get gas on the other side, and I'm on one side. And this gentleman comes out, and he said, I saw your magnet on your car. And, of course, the magnet on my car has Talk, Inspiration, and Prayer, Gilbert Garcia. And he said, I just wanted to come see you because I'm going through a difficult time. And I just wanted to, you know, come to you. And I was really touched by that. And Aaron, if you're on the line, Aaron, I want to welcome you to the show. Is that you, Aaron?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Aaron, I thank you for being on the show. And you really touched me like I haven't been touched in some time. And, you know, God touched you to reach me and vice versa. But I believe we were put together at that moment when you saw my car and sort of zipped around to get into the gas lane, and it was empty, you know, that lane. So you were able to drive up right next to me, and that was meant to be. And I want to thank you because I know you and your family have been going through some challenges, and I know it's so easy to question our faith. So welcome to the show, and you know, just share, if you don't mind, your feelings with us all, And I'm going to ask you to, let's just say a prayer together.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, just these past 3 or 4 years, just like a lot of people, you know, in Houston, in Texas, you know, in our country and around the world, just going through a difficult time. And, you know, more recently for us, just feel like, you know, we're under spiritual warfare, that, you know, we're in a deep pit and we're climbing like crazy to get out of it. And in that, you know, continue to point our kids, our marriage, our friendships, our family, all to Jesus, that provides all of our needs. And, you know, we've spent close to $6,500 since December on getting our cars fixed. And that day that God allowed us to cross paths, I just literally was pulling in there to pull some cash out to give a technician that diagnosed that my car needs a new transmission. And so, you know, I just felt like, God, give me something that I know you're still present, that I know you're still real in this struggle. And we just happened to almost collide bumper to bumper. And, you know, I see the magnet on your car, you know, and the last word I see was prayer. And I was like, you know, that's a fellow believer. I can trust him to pray for me and to lift me and my family up, you know, during this time of, you know, of hardship. And, you know, so we stopped and God ordained, you know, that 15 minutes. And here we are on the phone at 11:30 on a Monday mid-morning.
Well, Aaron, I appreciate you. And I know there's been challenges with your daughter. I know there's been challenges in the family. We all go through those things. You are not alone.
Yep.
If you would allow me, I'm going to read you something because I think it's relevant to our conversation, Aaron. And okay. I know we have a lot of people holding. If everybody would please stay on hold, because I know you want to talk. I know you want to pray. I know you want to say something nice about Mauricio. But I just want to read this prayer because it really is in my way. I thought and I was hoping Aaron would call today. And so this prayer is called the Footprints Prayer. Aaron, are you familiar with that prayer or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Don't say the last verse, please, because for those that don't know it, and it really is for all of those when you're going through a difficult time and you wonder, God, did you abandon me? Why am I going through this struggle? Why are you testing me? And you question your faith. Just think of this prayer. It's called the Footprints Prayer. It starts with, one night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. And across the sky flashed scenes from my life. And in each of those scenes, I noticed there were two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, and the other footprints belonged to the Lord. And when the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. And I noticed there were always two sets of footprints in the sand. But I noticed there were many times along the path of my life, as I saw my life flash before me, there were many times along that path, there was only one set of footprints. And I also noticed when there were only one set of footprints that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. This really bothered me. And I questioned the Lord about it. And I said, Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there were only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in the times when I needed you the most, when I had the most challenges, the most difficulty, when I was at the lowest and saddest times in my life, why did you leave me? And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you, especially during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints, those are the times that I carried you. When I think of that prayer, it hits me so strongly, Ruby.
It is a beautiful prayer.
It's a beautiful prayer. And Aaron, yep. I hope as you and your family continue to go through these times and this journey of life, and as you see other Houstonians, and the only thing I ask of you is to please, the kindness and the support that I hopefully showed you, I hope you pay it forward, because someone's going to reach out to you, Aaron, and someone's going to say, I just feel down and out, and I feel like there's only one set of footprints right now in my life, and remind them that right now that's when the Lord is carrying them. So, Aaron, I just wanted to reach out and share that prayer with you and all of Houston, because we will get this through this together as citizens of the world.
Absolutely.
Well, Aaron, I'm going to give you the last word. What would you like to share with all of Houston? You're on 5 radio stations live. Keep walking with Jesus, KWWJ, KYOK, the legendary KYOK, KCOH, The Source, Aliento Radio, and Sangeet Radio. What do you want to say to Houston right now?
You may be the only Jesus that someone sees. And our job as humans is to add value to the people that we work with, the people that we see in the grocery store, the people that we drive next to, and most importantly, the people in your home. And our job is to add value to their lives. And I think that when we grasp that concept and we truly look at the needs and the heart of people rather than their political status, orientation, sexual orientation status, I believe that when we see people for who they are, we can take a step forward in healing our nation, healing our world, because we need Jesus. And if you call yourself a Jesus follower, you know, your life is a testament to Jesus. And we go through hard times, but at the end of the day, we lay our head on our pillow and we know where our security is at. We know where our hope is, where our faith is, because we accepted that gift that God gave every single person on this earth, and it's a free gift. And so add value to someone's life. You may be the only Jesus that someone sees.
Amen. Aaron, thank you. That was so inspiring. I felt a little, I don't know, tinge in me. You know what I mean, Ruby? When you get that, I don't know, you get that feeling inside. Aaron, thank you for sharing it. You said it with great sincerity. I'm so glad I met you. I'm so glad you that our paths crossed, and I wish you great, great success. And I hope you call into the show again and keep us posted on your progress and your daughter and everything else, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Aaron.
You know, Gilbert, I had no clue what direction you were going to take that story because, you know, when you pull into a gas station and a stranger approaches you, you know, the first thing you do is you feel very defensive. Right.
That's right.
So I'm glad that Aaron approached you and that you welcomed him with open arms, because I think in this time and day, you know, it's like we're very hesitant to help. And there's something about reaching out to folks, right? Because we see it time and time again, right? When we see a disaster, how it unifies us, right? Mm-hmm. It brings us together. We're seeing it currently right now in Hawaii, yes. The fires in Maui. We don't need a disaster to bring us together. we should just be able to help people just in our everyday lives. Even if you just tell a stranger good morning, you never know, that might make their day. So I was just wondering where you were going to take that story.
Well, first of all, amen to that. And I didn't know where I was going to take it either. Yeah. I didn't even know where I was going to take this show, other than I wanted this show to be different.
Yeah.
Because I wanted people to feel an outlet to pray. And I wanted people to feel an outlet to send a prayer for Mauricio and others. When I think of my friend Alyssa's cousin, when I think of Bill Cooper, when I think of your husband and your family that you went through and still going through.
Right.
When you just think of these moments, it's so easy to question your faith. And, you know, when I was talking with Aaron, my wife was just looking through the window.
I'm sure Dee
like,
Dee
what
was.
Are you doing? What are you doing? You know, because it was literally like 15 minutes and they were getting hot in the car. And, he really touched me.
Yeah.
And, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I think, again, to your point, we need to embrace our fellow human beings, which is why I think next week I'll talk more about political issues. But the one that I really want to focus on next week will be, you know, this concept of you cannot have water when you're working in the sun. I mean, what has happened when you see these people trying to escape for a better life? And I understand we need a solution, and I understand both parties have generally sort of failed us, but this concept of razor wire in the water and pushing, you know, women and children into it and all these things, you know, what happened to basic humanity? When I think about people who want to feed the homeless and they're being ticketed, you know, I mean, are you really going to prosecute someone? And what is their crime? I was trying to feed my fellow man and fellow woman.
That's terrible, yeah.
It's what is happening. And so we're going to talk more about those things. The other things I would like to talk about next week are, I know some of the folks in the union have reached out to me, the Hope Union, which is the city employees, and I want to give them a voice. You know, the old saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, you know, they've been people who've been sort of running things there for really 30 years.
Wow.
I know, right? 30, 35 years. And continuing, I want to talk a little bit next week about bike lanes. We have in front of our building, I'm sometimes scared to death, Ruby, to drive to cross from our street into our garage because they took away two lanes to put a bike lane, and the bike lane goes both directions. Yes.
Right.
And we're a one way, and I'm always scared that, I don't know if I want to say thank goodness nobody ever rides a bike there.
Yeah.
But it's meant to be for bikes, but nobody ever rides bikes there. But maybe thank goodness, because I feel like, you know, what if I hit someone? You know how you see these guys on those motor scooters and they're just driving around and they're just driving at will and they're not paying attention to the lights. It's a red light and they just go. Well, I'm just scared of that someone's going to do that on a bike and someone's going to get hurt right there in front of our garage. So those are the things I kind of want to talk about next week. And then I want to talk about this. I can't believe this idea that Senator Whitmire has about bringing DPS officers into the city of Houston. I can't even believe it. I mean, it's like when you see what's happening in Austin, where essentially they're profiling people that look like me and you, blacks and Hispanics, and you see what they're doing there on the valley, part of the pushing back people into the water. And it just makes no sense. Yeah. That's not the solution. The solution is to do more community policing, to do more better lighting, to do lots of things like better visibility, better coordination, to bring in 200 DPS. What is that really going to do in a size of a city of 660 square miles? The answer is nothing but trouble.
That's right.
You know, they don't know the community. You know, are they trained here? Are they trained to coordinate and communicate with all the other? We have so many different law enforcement agencies in this area. I want to talk more about that next week too. But let's go. I know we have another prayer person that wants to pray here. We have, Bobby, is there a Bobby on the line?
Yes, sir.
Bobby,
right here.
What do you got for me, Bobby? You have me, Gilbert Garcia, my partner at work, Ruby Dang, with a tip from Gilbert, talk, inspiration, prayer. It's all you, Bobby.
Hey, Gilbert, whether you be Latino, Hispanic, whatever. But, man, I say good luck with your pursuit to try to get a foot at the table so that at least we can bring some sanity to the issues of 70 years ago. Plus, we used to say man inhumanity toward men. But then that giver, that's another point. They say men are to always pray and not faint. I mean, don't get tired of talking to our God. You know, a God who can be everywhere at the same time. You see what I'm saying? He
yes.
can be in Maui, he can be at the city council in Houston, but the same thing, Gilbert, the main thing, Gilbert, is that we don't lose perspective to and who we talking to. And we just say it's the right thing, but it's at the wrong time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
but,
I do.
So we say, Father, we stretch our hand towards you because we know that without you, there's no other help. No help, and then there's no other help that we need. And we understand that you're the Alpha and the Omega. You know everything about us. You know us. We knew us even about this A-Town when the whole concept came up. And so, and you knew this very time, this very hour that we would need you in this hour of prayer. But then Gilbert, we don't want you to give up because even in the great word you say, and now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Yeah, because you don't hit the bullseye every time. We thank God for you that we say many are called, but few are called, few are chosen. And so God is choosing a Gilbert to have a foot at the table to say, hey man, y'all know that's wrong. Your mama even tell you it's wrong.
You know what? That's
personal water.
Bobby, say that again. What would your mama say about this? Come on.
Yeah, what would your mama say if she knew that you refused to give a thirsty man, a hot man, some water? Come on, man.
That's exactly right.
But there's going to come a time, Gilbert. There's going to come a time of reckoning. And so the only thing we can say is, Father, please have mercy on us, even at that hour. But we understand that to you who have started a good work in us is able to finish the good work because you are our everything. So you everything and you everything to me. Hey, Gilbert, a word of testimony. When I was 3 years old, Gilbert, I passed a Catholic house and I heard a brother praying, which, you know, I was three. So when I went home, I thought I said a prayer too. I said, oh God, please, let me get big, and I'll take care of myself. But then, now that I'm 76, I'm saying, God, the Spirit of God tell me, say, man, I've been taking care of you for 73 years. I'm still taking care of you. Gilbert, never give up, never give up. So we need you, man. And so love you, brother.
Bobby, I so appreciate it. I'm hugging you in cyberspace right now. Remember, Bobby, you're 76 years young. And you know what? We're all still learning. We're all still learning and growing. And I appreciate you calling in and sharing your feelings and your thoughts and your prayer. And I hope you call again, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I know we have more callers there. I'm trying to get them all in here. Boy, the time is flying,
it
Ruby.
Always does,
and I didn't get
yeah.
a chance to talk about anything I was going to talk about. Who do I have right now? Shantae, is there a Shantae on the line?
It's me.
Shantae, how are you? And welcome to A Tip from Gilbert Talk Inspiration Prayer. What do you got for Houston or what do you got for Aaron or what do you got for Mauricio or Mr. Cooper or Alyssa's cousin or all the other people out there who are struggling and they're just sometimes you can just feel hopeless, Shantae. What do you got?
First of all, a lot of times in everyone's lives, something hits them by surprise. I can totally relate to that firsthand. However, like Aaron said and all the other speakers said, we must trust in God. We must trust in God. And that brings me back to remembrance of the word. When I heard about Mauricio, first of all, Mauricio and Miss Daisy are beautiful people. They're really beautiful people.
Amen.
I miss the cologne. Like, I'm telling you, I love his cologne so much.
Darn, I gotta get me some of that cologne. Remind me to get the name of that. I mean, all the only cologne I know is like English Leather or Brute.
Yes.
Or Brute.
I miss that cologne. I like it so much that I actually went to Macy's to find that for my fiance. So he was a wonderful man. And he is. So what I'm saying, what I wanted to speak on today about Mauricio and everyone else, with firsthand experience, what happened has happened to me before, you know, with someone I loved so much and was so dear to me, because it hits you without any warning. But God always knows everything. So the beauty about even Gilbert letting us know is that we're able to pray. Prayer is so powerful, and it doesn't cost anything. Prayer and love doesn't cost anything at all, but we need it.
Say that one more time. I want to say that again. Prayer and love doesn't cost anything, and we need it. That's a great, because she's right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost anything, but yet it's so powerful and wonderful and so needed. Thank you for sharing that phrase. Please continue. I'm gonna write that down. Please keep going.
So what I like to always, you know, because one thing about the word of God, it's the living word. So that means it's an action right now. If we reach out to the word of God, then we can receive these miracles. And so with Mauricio, when I first heard about that, immediately I was able to put that out there. Now we got to pray for him. Now I have to have the church to pray for him. Now I have to have my fiance and the brothers in his church pray for him. And that's how the power of God works. So one of the scriptures I just kind of want to read is from Isaiah 40. And it said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So Mauricio will get up. He will be stronger than ever. He will be renewed. He will be restored. We know this. This is the word of God. This is what God has said. We're praying for him. And Matthew 18 says that truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. So that's important, y'all. And that's important, and, you know, for us to pray for one another, pray for the people that are in Hawaii, pray for the people that are out here in Houston, pray for the homeless, pray in love, pray for the ones that don't look like us. Love the ones that don't look like us. When he said about the gender, it's not our place, you know, to judge, because we were all there. You know, you just never know. So if you give love and if you pray, change will happen. So I just want to end this and for a prayer for Mauricio and for everyone. You know, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for God giving us an opportunity, Lord, to see another day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your favor, Lord. Forgive us at times that we're ungrateful of what you've given us, Lord. Especially your grace and your mercy, knowing that we all don't deserve that, Lord, but you saw fit for that. So, Father God, we're asking, Lord, that everyone would unify, Lord, because we know division is not of you, Lord. You're unity, God. So we're praying, Lord, that everyone would touch someone, Lord, love on someone, Lord, pray for someone, Lord, and we all work together as a team, Father, knowing that all good things work for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Shantae, thank you for those beautiful prayers, and thank you for that beautiful phrase. Prayer and love doesn't cost anything, but we need it. You know, that's kind of similar to the best things in life are free. I don't know who said that, but that's another one. Maybe it was is that in the Bible? I don't know if that's in the Bible, but you know what? It's a wonderful saying. Thank you so much, Shantae, and please call in again. I want to get in. We have another caller. I want to try to get in at least one more. I know we've got about three holding. So let's go ahead and let this one come in right now. Is there a Chris on the line?
Yes, sir. How are you, Mr. Garcia?
I'm well, Chris. Welcome to A Tip from Gilbert, Talk Inspiration and Prayer. What you got, Chris?
I just want to say I'm happy to be here. I don't want to take too much of your time. I know the majority of this show has been called, but I just wanted to say my thoughts and prayers are with Mauricio's family. I've been in and out with his son. I know Daisy very well. And what happened is just, it saddens me. I was there at the El Salvadorian event that day, and I saw them that morning. It's just crazy how fast things can turn. And you know my family very well. What happened with my father, it was scary at the time. You know, you're sitting next to my wonderful, amazing, awesome mother. So
is this Chris? As in Chris Dang?
This is Chris as in Chris Dang.
All right, Chris. I didn't know it was you. You know, we see first names and we don't necessarily have all the last names. Go ahead, Chris. Keep going.
But I just want to him and his family to know that that we do care about them and their thoughts, and they're in our thoughts and prayers. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It does get better. I know it is very scary, but it does get better. Also, to hear that he's moved out of the ICU into regular care is just another great sign. So only upside from here. Also, I want to leave a warning out to Houston. This heat is no joke. I got in my car yesterday after eating with some friends, and my dash it was 113 in my car.
113?
So
113, is that what you said?
113. It was 113 in my car.
That's like so desert. That's like desert heat. Yeah. Golly, Chris. Well, you know what's happening also, everybody in Houston, just keep aware that with this heat, I know we all are looking at our yards and they're all brown and dying, but keep in mind the trees are the ones that need water and can die. Be mindful of that. The trees need water, and the trees can be dangerous if they end up drying out and dying, and they can fall. And so just be aware of that. Be careful. It is hot. One of my colleagues at my firm, we had to sit in the hospital, and he was in the hospital a couple of days doing nothing but putting fluids in his body, Ruby. It is hotter than hot. And for people who don't think there's such a thing as global warming, I don't know how you can look at this and say this is normal. I just don't know how you can, you know, when you look at the pictures of these glaciers breaking off and all this, we've got to remember that God gave us this incredible planet, and it's, you know, he gave it to us. He can take it back. Mm-hmm. And so we need to preserve it and take care of it, not just for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children and for the future. We can't use it all up. And I think that's another thing that I hope our leaders, I don't know, get past petty politics and really look at the bigger picture of things. So, Chris, I really appreciate it. And I thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing the little reference to your father. And so I thank you, Chris, and thank you for your prayers and your thoughts for Mauricio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Please call in again. I think we're really at time, Ruby. And so I just want to let everyone know I'm going to play my ad here in a second, and then we'll play the radio ad in a second. Next week, I want to talk a little bit more about I know there's people holding. We may not get to them there, Daisy. Tell them we apologize if they wouldn't mind calling next week. I want to next week talk a little bit about some of the issues going on. I want to give the union the ability to say a few things. I want to talk about these bike lanes. I want to talk about this. In my view, just a terrible idea of saying, well, let's just bring in DPS officers, 200 of them. And, you know, can you imagine what that would do? You know, they'd go to, you know, communities of color because that's what they're doing in Austin. We know that. And so my view is let's work with our existing police department and all our existing law enforcement agencies together, and let's solve it. Continuing on the homeless, my goodness. You know, it used to be sort of a wonderful thing when people would feed the homeless. It was like thought of as charity. And now I guess it's like you're breaking the law. Yeah. It's a ticket. And I understand the concept of things that are going on, and I understand why. But there's got to be a better answer and a better way to get people in the room to work together. I visited with the Coalition of Homeless. I'll talk a little bit about that next week. My goodness, they're doing great work.
Yes.
The homeless population, and I know that we see them and it hurts, But just know that the Coalition of Homeless and the other auxiliary things, the number of homeless have really gone down in half just in the last 10 years or so. And it really amped up with the stimulus funds that came from the federal government. So I think it's incumbent upon all of us to make up those stimulus funds when they go away. But they're doing marvelous work. So I want to talk about a lot of these issues, and I want to talk about Metro, because once again, you got, you know, Bill King, he's, you know, the smartest guy, taking an attack at me. It must be election season about the bus rapid transit. What he doesn't say, though, is he and all the other Metro haters are what's prevented this community from getting billions of dollars of money that has been diverted to street and road repair. And it's been prevented us from really building first class transit when the federal government would put in $4 for every dollar that we put in. And now it's 1-to-1. So the transit haters, stop already. Let's all get together, hold hands, and bring transit to this community, just like you see wonderful communities all over Europe that have wonderful transit. I think we're out of time. Let's key up the commercial and let's go from there. It's going to be a big show next week. This is Gilbert Garcia of A Tip from Gilbert. Houston's not working for everyone. People don't feel safe. Potholes are everywhere. Water bills are skyrocketing, and minority businesses are struggling. That's why I entered the race for mayor. Read about my 100-day pledge to Houston at garciaforhouston.com. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by Garcia for Houston campaign.
This is Gilbert Andrew Garcia. Listen to my radio show, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday from 11 a.m. till noon on Houston's gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 a.m. and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 a.m. and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 a.m., The Source. On Sand Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 a.m. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 a.m. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then. This is Gilbert Garcia of A Tip from Gilbert. Houston's not working for everyone. People don't feel safe. Potholes are everywhere.
All right, Houston, we'll see you next week on A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer.
Houston's not working for everyone. See you next time. People don't feel safe. Potholes are everywhere. Water bills are skyrocketing, and minority businesses are struggling. That's why I entered the race for mayor. Read about my 100-day pledge to Houston at garciaforhouston.com. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by Garcia for Houston campaign.
We're off, producer?